These women have gathered in the capital Islamabad to condemn the growing violence against Shia Muslims in Pakistan. In recent months, there has been a sharp increase in incidents targeting members of the Shia community. The scenic Gilgit-Baltistan region in the north of Pakistan and restive Balochistan province bordering Iran have witnessed the worst attacks against Shia Muslims over the past few weeks. Last month, at least 25 Shia Muslims were killed by armed men in Gilgit-Baltistan. Similar attacks are also being carried out against the Hazara tribe in Balochistan province. These protesters say the continued violence is a proof of authorities' failure to ensure law and order in the country.
Members of the Shia community are being targeted under a well-planned strategy. We are compelled to come on the streets, and there is a big question mark over the performance of the government to control the situation.
The government claims it is making all-out efforts to bring an end to the killing of Shia Muslims.
Sunni Shia masla nahi hai.
This is not in any way Shia-Sunni conflict. This is a conspiracy against Pakistan. This is aimed at giving a bad name to the government. But we will not allow our enemies to succeed. We will defeat them and bring peace in the troubled areas.
Hundreds of Shia Muslims have been killed in recent years in Pakistan. Many experts believe that certain Western forces, including the United States, are destabilizing the country by creating a sectarian divide in the society.
The issue of growing violence against Shia Muslims in the country has also been taken up by the parliament. However, these protesters say such debates alone will not end the target killings unless authorities take some decisive action to protect the Shia community. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.